Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship as we're here in the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Special welcome to all of you joining us from home. And you can see the beautiful quilts adorning our sanctuary. Today we'll be dedicating those, the hard work of our quilters over the years that'll then go to Lutheran World Relief and be shared throughout the world where there is the most need. For us to prepare our hearts and minds for worship, we will begin with our confession. I invite all those who are able to stand and turn and face the back of the sanctuary here at the font. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in that promise of grace, mercy, and forgiveness, I invite us to take a moment of silence for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O Lord God, tireless guardian of your people, you are always ready to hear our cries. Teach us to rely day and night on your care. Inspire us to seek your enduring justice for all this suffering world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated and prepare your hearts, minds, and ears to hear the word of God.
The first reading is from Genesis 32. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord. The second reading is from 2 Timothy 3. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Jesus said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to the judge saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while the judge refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Like Jacob, I confess that I've had my fair share of wrestling through the night, especially lately. So many sleepless nights, tossing and turning, eventually giving up and getting up in the wee hours of the morning because my brain can't seem to shut down. Today, as the lessons were being read by Mason, it struck me hearing that second reading once again. And it was something that I wasn't planning to preach on this morning, but I have to say that it struck me when he got to the part about saying this letter that's written to Timothy, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. And then I was thinking, as I heard Mason read that, I was thinking about how Jesus ends the parable saying, when he returns, will he find faith on earth? Perhaps that's why I have so many sleepless nights. Because I worry. I worry about passing on the faith to the next generation. And yet, as you saw with the children coming forward today, there is hope. So thank you, parents and grandparents, for nurturing your children in the faith and for the ways in which our children interact with us on Tuesdays and Sundays and in the days between. In all that they do, I hope you children know that this community is praying for you. But on my sleepless nights, when I find myself tossing and turning in bed, sometimes, like Jacob, I don't know who it is I'm wrestling with. Myself? Someone I've hurt or wronged or harmed? Something I've done or left undone? All I know for sure is that the days can be unbearably long whenever sleep eludes me. And I suspect that's true for many of you as well. But I can tell you, from my experience, things seem to go far better when I heed the wisdom of Jesus by not losing heart and instead turning to God in prayer. In fact, whenever I find it myself reorienting and trying to focus my attention on the blessings of God, whenever I'm praying in earnest, once again, like Jacob, I get through the night and the morning's dawn comes and I have this overwhelming sense of gratitude, having been blessed, even if I walk away with a hitch in my giddy-up and a foggy brain from lack of sleep. Still, on those occasions when I find myself wrestling through the night, I often take comfort in the hymns of the faith, in the liturgy that we share in on Sunday mornings. Liturgy meaning the work of the people, the Kyrie, the hymn of praise, those sacred hymns, and the sacred scriptures that I've committed to memory. In fact, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 121, and it was assigned for today, and yet we didn't read it or chant it. And so I want to take a moment to reflect on it now. It begins with the words of the psalmist who cried out, "I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come?" And like the psalmist, I find myself answering my own question. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Through the faith that has been passed on to me, I'm able to recall the promises of God and trust that God will not let my foot be moved. God who keeps me will not slumber. God who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Through faith, I've come to believe and trust that the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my shade at my right hand. The sun shall not strike me by day, nor the moon by night. And that the Lord will keep me from all evil. The Lord will keep my life. The Lord will keep my going in and my coming in from this time on and forevermore. Now, having said that, I know how difficult it is to pray always. to pray without ceasing, and not to lose heart. I know how hard it is to trust, to believe, to let go and let God, to pray, not my will be done, but thy will be done. None of us comes into this world without struggle, and we don't manage to get through this life without some pain, broken hearts, a few bruises, a scar or two. Daily life is challenging. And yet, like Jacob, who wrestled through the night and was blessed with a new name, Israel, and like the psalmist who gazed up for help, I want to remind you of those ancient promises. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time onward and forevermore. So where do we turn when we don't know what to do? When we're feeling hopelessly lost or alone? When worries of our lives and the lives of our loved ones and of the whole world consume our thoughts? When you find yourself wrestling through the night, open your eyes. Unbind your hearts. Unplug your ears and hear again the words of Jesus. Pray always and do not lose heart. Like the widow, be persistent. Be relentless. Persevere. Don't give up. Make your requests known to God. And even when your prayers seem to go unanswered or they're delayed in coming, and you feel as though no one is listening, keep on praying. And remember this: our God is a merciful God, gracious, forgiving, loving. Our God is always ready to listen to our cries. And finally, let me remind you, like Jacob, you have been given a new name, a new identity. A whole new day has dawned each time we open our eyes and rise up in the morning. You are a sheep of God's fold, a lamb of God's flock, a sinner of Christ's own redeeming. We are all of us, beloved children of the beloved. And like Jacob, Israel, we have been blessed to be a blessing. This, my friends, truly is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Amen.
Please be seated. In gratitude and humility, let us join together in prayer on behalf of all God's creation. For all the baptized, that they become skilled in compassion and grace and equipped to share the good news with all, grant your followers persistence at proclamation and prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For air and sky, clouds and sun, that they provide rain to parched land and relief to flooded ground. Renew and restore our atmosphere and empower us to be worthy stewards of creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For judges, juries, and all who work in the judicial system, seeking justice in our time, that they desire wisdom, seek truth, and rule with fairness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those in our congregation and community, engaged in various ways in our larger community of Eugene and Springfield, that with the persistence of the widow, they lift their voices in seeking justice on behalf of others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are lonely, especially those who have newly arrived in unfamiliar cities and countries, hospital patients without visitors, for all who are ill, grief-stricken, injured, recovering, or in any pain, for this community, we pray especially today for Dal Haverland, Joy Lathrop, Lori Lund, and Marnie Reinmuth. For all these we've named aloud, for those we hold in our hearts, and for those known only to you, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have taught us faith and now rest in your heavenly peace, that we remember and give thanks for these saints who shared the gospel through word and deed, and comfort us in our grief. We pray especially for those who love Dorothy Anderson, Brian Smith's grandmother who recently died. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With grateful hearts, we commend our spoken and silent prayers to you, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. As you're able, just share a gesture of peace with one another. Let us pray. Gracious God, in your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need, through Jesus Christ, who sets a table for all. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to our Lord, our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy God, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and as he had promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples and upon us. At this, the whole earth exults in boundless joy. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. This morning for distribution, I'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle, receive the bread in the form of a wafer, and then dip it into the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. This is Christ's meal, and it is Christ who bids you come. Come, all has been prepared. Thank you. Now, may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of the abundant table, you have refreshed our hearts in this meal with bread for the journey. Give us your grace on the road, that we might serve our neighbors with joy, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Several announcements of our life together this week. First is, directly after service, we have, at 9:45, we have adult education hour in the library and children in the godly playroom. So welcome you to join us with that. Second is this afternoon at 3 o'clock, there is, as you see in the bulletin, a Blue Jean Brass concert that'll be hosted here, and all are welcome to that. Further, a notice that you see there, October 30th, Reformation Day, will be a reception of new members. We've had a lot of people have been attending here for some time, or maybe just a short time, and kind of been waiting for us to put that together. So if you're interested in joining this congregation, you can fill out the card there, or just let me or Pastor Lori know. Also, on the back page, we've been emphasizing this, but once again, we're working on the new photo directory for both members and Friends of Central, and there's two steps to that. First is filling out that questionnaire, making sure we have your contact information and what we have is correct. You can do that online. You can call the office. And then also is getting a photo from you, either by emailing it to Kelly. You could see the email there, bringing it in and we'll scan it for you, or mailing it and we'll scan it. Or I think I saw Kelly today with a camera. So see Kelly after service if you need your photo taken. But this is such a helpful way for us to be able to connect with one another. It's been, I think, 15 years since the last one. So very due. So. And there's a few other things you could see there. You notice Together Tuesdays are continuing to happen. And please join us for that. But now, let's move forward with, you see all these beautiful quilts around us, and a rite for blessing of these quilts. First, you know, you see all these different quilts representative of all the different work and labor that's been put on by our quilters. And I'd like to invite any of our quilters who are here at this service to stand. Soon these quilts will be added to 1,000 more, all crafted with remnants of fabric by loving hands. David Rogers and John Searson will be delivering these quilts along with school kits from United to in Beaverton, where they'll be sent to Lutheran World Relief and then shipped off to people in places all over the world.
And so as we bless these quilts today and the hands that made them, we also would invite you to join with us in prayer. Gracious God, we join both giver and receiver, celebrating the unity of all your people who are woven together into a tapestry of beauty and diversity. We give thanks for the variety of gifts that have contributed to the making of these quilts, from donations of fabric to the faithful people who cut the squares, design the patterns, sew the tops, iron the fabric, make backs and fillers, tie and stitch the bindings, donate boxes, pack up the quilts and deliver them, and for those who contribute financially to defray the cost of shipping. We give you thanks, O God, for our dearly departed sisters in Christ, Helen Knebel and Ellen Rasmussen, who were part of the quilting ministry of Central for so many years and who now rest from their labors. We give thanks for those who have stepped forward in recent months to continue this ministry here at Central, and for the camaraderie of all who have worked together to make these beautiful quilts, for their laughter, the shared stories, the joy of crafting something tangible with one's hands, and their loving hearts for people they will never know and places they will likely never go. We pray that these quilts will serve a useful purpose in the life of the recipient, that they will bring warmth in the cold, shelter from the sun and heat, a room divider for a home, or a carrier for a precious little one. And we lift up those who have received quilts in years past and pray that their lives have been blessed. Finally, O God, we ask that you continue to bless the fruits of labor from our quilters and the mission of Lutheran World Relief, that together we may continue to share with our neighbors in need. Bless all who give and all who receive, as we, your remnant people, are bound together in the unity of your Holy Spirit, both now and forever. Amen.
Now I invite all who are able to stand for the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, how are you doing? Yeah. Right. Still up, right?
Yep.
That's right.